She and David constantly argue about money and the opportunities that he repeatedly turns down, including a recent job offer for six figures with a startup company that he flatly refused since it reminded him of his own failures as an entrepreneur. While Carmen frets that she has to use all of her profits to break even on her overhead and living expenses rather than use them to grow the business, David defends his behavior with statements like, "What am I supposed to do? You expect me to take a job paying $10 an hour?" His poor track record in business also made him not want to have anything to do with the diner initially. But now that it's showing strong signs of success, he's expressing interest in becoming a partner. Carmen is very protective, however, and doesn't want him to piggyback on her achievements. And while she concedes that he contributes to the family by being the main caregiver of their children, it's beside the point. From Carmen's perspective, the family would be much better off if he worked and they figured out other means of childcare. It doesn't help that their twins are attuned to the tension as they witness the squabbles and watch their mother drag herself home every day dead tired. On more than one occasion, their son has plainly told David, "You know, Dad, you gotta get a job." A logical question. What keeps Carmen in the marriage? Well, it's not the sex. She vehemently told me that her sex life is dead. She can't even think about intimacy, and she says that she's, quote, literally gone asexual. Carmen is semi-plotting her exit, but two things have caused her to press pause over and over again. For one, she's waiting for David's health to improve since he was treated for a heart condition. But perhaps more influential to her final decision, and which any mom would think about, is the worry about how a divorce will affect the kids. This, more than anything else, has caused Carmen to be conflicted about when she'll walk away, despite knowing in her heart that staying is no longer viable. Michelle's situation echoes some of Carmen's experience and resulting frustrations, but for Michelle, a working mother in the Southwest, it wasn't an unanticipated role reversal that caused trouble. Her husband worked up until they had children, at which point they decided, like many couples do, that it would be more economical for one parent to stay home and be the primary caretaker.